So I'm Joe Healy. This is Bytes by MSDN. Today we're going to be talking with Ryan Dunn, the Windows Azure evangelist. So this is going to be a pretty cool talk. Can you tell me about yourself in 25 words or less?
Well, I produce a lot of the technical content that you see, like the Windows Azure Training Kit.
Yep.
I produce a lot of the demos and samples that you download and use.
Use there today. many of them. So.
Yeah. So, is that 25 words?
I like it. That was good enough. So, a lot of folks are so used to running applications on site and having real finite control, being able to get in there and see what's going on. And there's been a lot of stuff going on around monitoring and working with Azure as it's running in the cloud. What's some exciting new things that y'all have come up with in that space?
Well, we certainly have released the diagnostics capabilities, and over time we'll continue to improve the tooling support for diagnostics running in Windows Azure. But one of the big news for developers who are debugging applications is with our 1.2 SDK, which just went out here at TechEd, it includes the support for IntelliTrace.
Yes.
And IntelliTrace is just a fantastic feature. It's like a DVR for your code debugging. You could just select, I want to deploy this code with IntelliTrace. We'll do all the wiring for you. And then later, you can pull back down the IntelliTrace logs and have them loaded right up in Visual Studio, tell you exactly what was happening in your role.
So the full IntelliTrace support rolled out now for across the board into Azure.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. What about the MMC y'all released, a little CodePlex MMC?
Sure. The MMC is something that I really wanted to build for customers to kind of unblock them from using the service management API.
Mm-hmm.
So the MMC is built on top of some PowerShell commandlets that we produced that wrap the service management API, allow you to do updates, deploys, all the things that you would want to do at the portal, really. And then on top of that, we layered in the diagnostics functionality as well in the MMC and the commandlets. So you can go out and you can configure which performance counters to watch or, you know, which log files to pull down. And we've also done it in an extensible way. So if you wanted to, you could just drop a plugin to our binary directory there and you can change
cool.
the entire functionality of the MMC and perhaps graph out the performance counters, et cetera.
So the whole management spectrum up in the cloud is starting to solidify a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, what we're going to see, we have Windows Server and we have Windows Azure, and
yep.
these things, are on a natural trajectory towards each other. And I think you're going to see a lot of the tooling that we currently have on premises become available at some point in Windows Azure. Today, well, there's a little bit of a gap, so we have the tools like the MMC and like the PowerShell commandlets to kind of bridge that gap. But over time, I expect to see a really good tooling story.
So I'm a customer. I'm running an app in the cloud. What would mm-hmm. be the three top tips that you would give me for monitoring and working with my production level applications?
Well, I would say, be cognizant of what you're monitoring. It's possible to generate tons and tons of data. And the thing that you have to do is pick the counters that make sense first. And secondly, do it at a rate that makes sense. So if you're performance monitoring for capacity planning reasons, mm-hmm. for instance, you're going to want to pick counters and aggregate them over some time period, because you have to understand there's 15 to 20 minutes before you can spin up a VM. It would be a pretty bad idea to collect performance counters every 2 seconds and then try to spin up a VM real fast and then take it down real fast and spin it up real fast within an hour window.
Yeah.
Because the unit of billing that we use right now is an hour window. So you really want to pick the counters that work for you and do it aggregated over an hour-long session, so you really have a basis for making the decision. Do I need to scale up? Do I need to scale down?
Not a frequent threshold, but an hourly threshold and kind of watch.
Yeah, for a lot of performance counters, every 5 minutes, every 15 minutes is fine, because the speed with what you can react to and what you want to react to, you really don't want to be tearing up and down VMs every few minutes because you think your capacity is, you're not
yes.
going to get real-time feedback on these kind of services, right?
Yep. So what's been the biggest piece of feedback you've been getting about the management aspects from the attendees? Like, we're at TechEd right now,
yeah.
so what have they been
talking
about? Well,
I think a lot of them just didn't know. They thought there was perhaps a new model or something like that. They said, what do I have to do? What's different in the cloud? Well, reality is, we still have the same things that you want to do, which is I want to monitor IIS logs, I want to look at perf counters, I want to look at my crash dumps, trace messages. That stuff hasn't changed. And for the IT pro, the life cycle and the health management of your application, what you look at hasn't changed. What's changed a little bit is how you get those out of the cloud right now, because you could have 100 instances generating lots and lots of data, and then later you find out you have 10 instances okay, well, which machine, if you had a problem, was running it? You know, there's nothing to terminal service into to go look at the logs. That machine could have been scaled away at some point. Yeah. So you really got to do a job and figure out now, out of my diagnostic data, what really makes sense.
So you, what specifically is available for cost monitoring? I know that's a lot of concerns.
For cost monitoring today, I mean, it's basically you need to calculate what your costs are going to be based on how many resources you deploy. So we don't have a billing API, for instance, but it's not difficult to figure out what you're doing, especially in the CPU hour. Yeah. Take 12 cents, you know, multiply it by how many cores you have deployed. Yeah. For storage, we're actually going to be releasing some guidance and some tooling to help you better calculate what your storage costs will be. Now, for bandwidth, that's a much harder thing to do. You can certainly meter it at your instances. However, you know, at the end of the day, you're probably going to be going up to our portal and looking to see how much bandwidth you're consuming. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So Ryan Dunn, the Windows Azure Evangelist, thank you very much for your time. I got some great insights out of this. And I'm Joe Healy. Thank you very much for watching. Hope to see you on the next episode. Thank you, man.
Thank you.